Welcome to the Recapture Your Life podcast with Steve Crenshaw.
Welcome back. This week we're going to be talking about what some people call purpose, what others call your passion, or even a calling from God. And I don't know that each of us have a specific purpose that we're put on the earth for. I'm not sure each of us were created with a specific thing that we have to do instilled in us by God. We can define our purpose as we focus on the things that we're good at and find fulfillment and joy in. The problem is, many of us, like Oliver Wendell Holmes said, die with our song still inside of us. We're always getting ready to live, and in the end, time runs out. I don't want that to be me and you. So let's get started before our time runs out. Who are you? I help individuals find what success looks like to them. And it took me a long time to get to this point in my life. I believed for almost 20 years that my calling was to be a pastor. I went to school and took jobs that all pointed in that direction. I had people in my life that were telling me that that was what I was supposed to do. What I realized when I was doing it, that wasn't what I liked to do. What I really wanted to do was be a public speaker and work one-on-one with people who really want to grow. Discovering what you really love to do helps you to bring a passion to it. When we don't know what we love to do, we end up taking a lot of wrong turns. If you've ever heard me tell my story, you know I had 33 jobs before I found what it really was that I loved to do. When you know your purpose, when you're doing what you love, when it's coming from within, and you're not just showing up to get a paycheck, everything seems to fit into place. Today, I know that my purpose is to help people redefine success on their terms and recapture their life through coaching, writing, and speaking. Everything I do is based around helping people find success for themselves. That's what I want for everyone. For them to see success through their own eyes and to live a life on purpose for whatever success means to them. I'm going to give you a few things you can do to start to find your purpose. What I'm not going to tell you is that it's an overnight process. Like anything else, just starting will reveal more to you about what your purpose is. The more things you do that you believe are close to your purpose, the narrower your purpose will become. You can only see what your true calling is when you begin to look. I know there are things I'm good at. I'm highly capable of doing technical work. I spent 4 years in the Navy and reached one of the highest shipboard qualifications that can be attained. But I knew the whole time that wasn't something I wanted to do. There are jobs and careers that each of us are not cut out for, and that's okay. Some of us are not cut out for office jobs, and we do them every day when our real joy would come from welding or electrical work or building a house or working on a car. And I'm not saying we can't learn to do a job well. I know people who are in technical jobs that have no technical ability, but they're pretty good at what they do. I know people who are pastors who should not be allowed to give talks in front of people, but they are technically successful at what they do. But just forcing yourself to do something because you need a paycheck doesn't equal success. We have to understand we all have some sort of inner compass. Whether you call it God or the spirit of the universe or the golden thread or your conscience, there is something inside of all of us that guides us as we move through life. When I was in school, they had us read a book called Decision Making and the Will of God by Gary Friesen. That book is a scholarly work looking at making decisions and doing God's will. It is 500 pages. What I'm going to do does not do that book any justice, but I'm going to give you the lowdown. In the end, What Dr. Friesen says is, don't do bad things and listen to your inner compass. So what I did was just summed up a 500-page book in a sentence, and it does it no justice. But it does make a point. Too many of us spend too much time trying to figure out the one right thing to do when just doing something will get us closer to our ultimate goal of living our passion or finding our calling. When we listen to the voice inside of us, it tells us whether we're on or off the path, when we're on purpose or off purpose. When we learn to listen to that voice, no matter what you call it, we start to narrow our focus on our purpose. When we get closer to the path and our voice says, yes, yes, this is it, it tells us there's joy in what we're doing. But when we get farther away, there's angst and there's pushback. Learning to listen takes time. It takes commitment. It isn't an overnight job. And I know some of us have been at this game a long time and there's bills to pay. So we don't want to just follow our purpose if it requires us to leave a job we've been in for a while. The paycheck is nice, and that's okay. But maybe you can start to listen and let your small voice guide you a little bit towards where you need to go. All right, here's my word of warning about the joy and the angst. I love to play video games, and I hate to practice speaking. I find joy in playing video games. I mean, I really love to play them. But not everything that brings us joy aligns with our purpose. So we have to rely on choosing the right thing that's going to drive us forward to our larger, overarching goals. So when you're ready to begin and you're able to listen to your inner voice, I want you to grab a sheet of paper and a notebook and start asking yourself some questions. First thing you need to ask is, do you like what you're doing now? If you like what you're doing now, then what can I do to make what I'm doing now better? If you don't like what you're doing now, what do you like to do? What is something you did in the past or have always wanted to try that you believe you can make a living at eventually? Next question is, what are your values? What you value most drives what you're called to do. If you don't know what your values are, I did a whole podcast a few weeks ago on finding your values, and I would love for you to listen to it. Defining your values will help you discover your purpose. If you are doing something that doesn't align with your values, it's going to drive you crazy. My number one value is freedom. So if I'm in a job that has me tied down to a desk for 8 to 10 hours a day, I'll go crazy, which I've done before. So knowing what your values are can help you discover what your passion is. Next question is, where can I add value to others? This is oftentimes overlooked. Who needs what you have to offer? On this planet with 7 billion other people, there has to be a group of people that fits your passion. We can't be in this for ourselves. And my coach reminds me of this often. What I have is a gift for others. What I do is a gift that I have to offer others. If I really want to keep it, I have to give it away. And like Zig Ziglar said, the more people you help get what they want, the more you're going to get what you want. So where can you add value to others? Finally, set up a time frame for completion. When do you want to be doing this part-time? When do you want to be doing this full-time? If you're looking to do something and make money at it, what is the time frame that you want to do it in? Do you need to leave your current job? Having a specific goal of when you're going to make the transition will motivate you to move forward and help you drive you towards your passion. Set it up like another goal. Break it down into manageable time frames. What do you need to accomplish in a month? What do you need to accomplish in 6 months or a year? When I went to school to be a coach, There were three types of people in my class. There were people who had full-time jobs and were planning on becoming a coach in 3 to 5 years. There were people who were working part-time and were going to do coaching part-time until they could become full-time coaches. And then there were people like me who were already coaches, they just wanted to get certified. Everyone has a different time frame. Don't overestimate what you can do in the short term and underestimate what you can do in the long term. And look, if you have a family that relies on your paycheck, you can't just jump ship because you don't like your job. Make a plan, work your plan, stick to your plan. No matter what, we all have today. You have your health. You may or may not have a job. You have your abilities. So take the time to be grateful for what you do have. Use what you have right now that moves you toward your ultimate purpose. Today, you can be the person you want to become. All you have to do is make a decision to start. All right, that's it for this episode. Thanks for listening. If you like what you hear and want to stay up to date with everything that's happening at Recapture Your Life, you can sign up on the website at recaptureyour.life. I put out a weekly newsletter with the blog updates and all the podcast. Or please remember to like and subscribe on your favorite podcast network. If you've ever thought about coaching, we're accepting new clients and offering complimentary coaching sessions. There's no pressure and no selling. Just a chance for you to see what coaching is like. If you've never had a coach, it's a great opportunity just to see what a coaching session is like. Thanks for sticking with me to the end. I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.